didn't see me. How do I know you're good at preschool? He said, you didn't see me. In other words, you can't prove that I'm not good at preschool because you haven't seen me at preschool, so therefore I am good.
I was petting Ross's heart, and he said, maybe your cold hand will take away my hot head. But I don't want you to get what I have. I want to keep control that you don't get what I have.
Because I'm sick.
Are you sick?
Yeah, I'm cold.
You do?
Hey!
Mm-hmm.
That's the same bubble as I do on my Mickey Mouse belt.
As you have on your Mickey Mouse belt?
No, I do on my Mickey Mouse belt.
What do you do on?
Hey!
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you. Do you like my belt?
Hey! There's a children's plane.
Mm-hmm. Plane part.
Why plane part? That's impossible.
That's how they made it. Very smart.
Why are they smart?
They made it just right. And they made it just so it would work.
Did you make it?
No, I got it in the store.
What store?
Penny. Well, sir, I want to tell you something. Penny's is where I got my Dukes of Hazzard belt and my Superman belt. Is that right?
Yeah.
We've been talking about Penny's. I got my belt at Penny's. That's great. They
have three buckles.
You have three buckles?
No.
I have.
No, three.
My belt has three buckles, yeah. Mom?
What?
Can you get in the belt? Mom? Okay. Well, let's go to last night.
Okay,
Dad. Can you finish your room? Russell went to bounce down on the furniture at the store, and I said, you can't. And I said, darn. He said, no, it's not darn, because it was darn. You can have a wristband, right?
Right.
You can have a wristband so you can bounce around and everything. Just do it. So you can have a wristband because of a wristband. Mm-hmm. Ross complained to Marky, called him a poops, and I said, don't talk to that little baby. And then Marky called him a poops again, and he said, you really are in a bad mood. Ross said, milk, please. You forgot my milk. On my pancake. You want me to put my milk after my pancake? Say a simple thing. Right. Tell us about types of rewards that people get. They said medals, toys, what else?
frequency modulate. I'm supposed to drop right here, okay? Can you get right here?
Klaus and I had made a deal that he was going to, we've been doing some putting, and he was going to putting again when I got another fresh can out. And he saw me coming up with a fresh can, and he said, "Oh, the putty knife. I just remembered." In other words, he remembered that he wanted to putty with me, and that we had made that deal. About 10 minutes had elapsed since the deal had been made.
Mm-hmm. Ross is splattering the putty onto the thing. He said, "I wore these clothes yesterday, so it's okay to get them dirty." Did he say a bad word? What did he say? What did Marcy say? Was it real bad or just a little bit bad?
Okay.
You get what? No, that's enough putty in that one place. No, you better figure another place that you need it. Where else do you need it? Where? No, I think that we're finished now. I told you that I did. What was our deal? What was our deal, Ralph Alexander? One place, and you've done it. Well, that's enough now. Because I said, I need the putty for my job. I'm running out of putty, and I don't have enough. And if you take all my putty, I can't finish my work. So can you wait a little bit? Maybe tomorrow you can help me with some more. You real mad?
Ross was talking with Grandpa on the phone. He said, "Are you joking or not?" What he meant is, "Are you joking?" Of course, overextended. You can't really say, "Are you joking or not?" I mean, who's talking joking? He said, "Marky's coming on." He's on the phone. Marky asked Ross, "Why are those guys fighting?" And Ross said, "Don't you know why? Save the world. That's why." So I do the little Masters of the Universe toys that run around. Masters, you know, He-Man fights Skeletor. Ross said, "Would you shut up?" And I said to him, "That's not nice, Ross." He said, "I wasn't saying it to Marky. I was just saying it to my toys." And so they were asking He-Man. The whole toy fighting vocabulary, things like good work, and don't fool around with him, and better watch out, and better luck next time, and a whole bunch of things. You know, the whole school, things like that. I can't even record them with somebody. That's a little earlier, he was looking at Skeletor and I've got Zodiac, things like that. These guys have armbands for their shirts. Instead of general principle. In other words, instead of having shirts, they have armbands. And he said, "See, here he has, this is his armband, and that's his shirt. He uses it for a shirt." Well, I think they'll use it for a shirt, but in other words, he substitutes for a shirt, is what he's trying to say. And when he pointed the other way, he said the same thing. So it's the first case of having a general principle and staying illustrated by examples.
Ross and Mark are playing Masters of the Universe. Ross says to Mark, I forget which character Mark is, but anyway, they're evidently on the same side. What did I say it was?
Remember,
he has a gun. He can kill easily. That's Ross's announcement.
I did everything that I was supposed to. He helped Marky wash his hands. What did you do, Ross? Talking to the, about going to the doctor, Ross said, "Marky hates shots. He really does.
Every time somebody tries to put a shot in him, he screams." That one?
Mm-hmm.
Right, that was a proof of the general claim. Ross is doing a lot about
playing invisible flute.
I threw off all the arguments to use with his grandpa on the phone about Castle Grayskull, and he used them.
He said that Tila doesn't hear anybody, and they're not really violent, it's just fantasy.
Ross came back and saw his tape recorder. He said, "That's mine. It has my name on it." What did you say, Ross?
"That is mine." And you said, "That, no, that's mine." And I said, "It's mine because it has my name on it."
Right, it's mine because it has my name on it. I said they measured my height. And they told it to me, but I forgot it. And anyway, then they took my clothes off, but not my underwear. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they took me to the place where they really do fix me up.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he did, looked in my mouth, and I said, "Ah." And
mm-hmm.
then he looked in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
Then he did my breath in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And they
did you have good breath?
Yeah.
You were okay?
Yeah. And they talked about my skull and all sorts of things I do.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a hammer on my knee, that rubber hammer
mm-hmm.
that they use.
Mm-hmm. Why did he do that?
Because he wanted to see how I was doing.
Mm-hmm. And what did your knee do?
What?
What did your leg do after you hit it?
Well, it hurt a little bit.
Yeah?
And he hit it, the rubber hammer, on both sides of almost my ankle.
Uh-huh. Of just below your ankle. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he did the same thing to my other foot.
Uh-huh.
And then he was doing my then he did that's all the things he did. And then he did the same things to my feet, but he was not on this.
No.
Well,
talk about Marky's things on the tape recorder.
Okay. He did. I wanted to.
Okay.
He got the same thing as I did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
No difference?
No difference.
Okay.
Some difference.
What was the difference?
I don't know, but I forgot. Okay. Yeah, I knew, but I forgot. Anyway.
Okay.
After that, we got a shot on Mike's first. He
mm-hmm.
cried a lot.
Mm-hmm.
First, they gave him a shot on his leg,
mm-hmm.
and him will drink little, like, little, yeah. It, like, little, yeah, the stuff. It tasted like.
Mm-hmm.
Funny stuff that you put in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
and Marky didn't swallow it,
mm-hmm.
and you supposed to swallow it, he swallowed it then,
mm-hmm.
and then he got a shot in his arm,
mm-hmm.
quite a lot,
mm-hmm.
and then it was my turn,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get a shot in my leg. I just got shot in my arm, and I just got a drink in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Swallowed it.
The polio vaccine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened after that?
Then we tried the test over my pee-pee,
mm-hmm.
going pee in a cup,
mm-hmm.
and it worked. But there was lots of pee-pee in my pee-pee. Mm-hmm. And
too much?
Yeah, but it didn't fill the whole cup almost, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it in the doctor's room where I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing before the yeah, you know. I listened to beeps in the headphones, and every time I hear a beep, I raise my hand and say nothing. And then we were going to pee into a cup. No, that was after all my shots. And then we got a pretzel when we went out of the doctor's room, but first we got I got dressed with my shirt on. I didn't take anything else off.
No. Mm-hmm.
It hurt when I got shot on my arm.
Okay.
So I had to move.
You're still hurting? Still hurting?
Sure, my mom. Yeah, it does because I moved the muscle. And anyway, then we went out of the doctor. We played a little bit. Went out.
Mm-hmm.
When we first came in, there were no people. And at the end, we came out. We played a little bit and went out the hallway and got a drink and went down the elevator and didn't get a treat. Just went straight out the door.
Oh, cool. So that was the end of the doctor's office?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then what happened after that?
When we were in there, when we were in the plane place, me and Marky.
The playroom, yeah.
Yeah, me and Marky took a tunnel from the doctor.
A tunnel?
Mm-hmm. Tiny tunnel. From the doctor, but Marky let me have his pretzel stick, and I ate mine, so he let me have his, and we got a drink, went down the elevator, and straight out the building.
Mm-hmm. And then where did you go after that?
School.
Cool. How did you get to school?
Honda.
Honda. Drove. Okay. And what happened at school?
And at the when we were going to the playground after snack and everything, Megan, my friend, touched my arm and it hurt it.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell her that that was where I had a shot?
Yeah. And she was just trying to make me feel better and Jim told me all about it.
Mm-hmm. So did she say she was sorry?
Mm-hmm.
No? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And did Jim explain it all to you about what it was all about?
No. Just explaining it to
okay, and what happened to Marky at preschool? Same thing? No.
Maybe, just maybe.
No, more stuff happened to Mark.
Let's don't talk about it now.
It's interesting because...
I forgot.
Well, because did you know that what happened to Marky? There was something interesting that happened to him. He hurt a lot, so Mommy had to come and give him Tylenol. Did you know about that? Did you know Mommy came back? You didn't see him, huh?
Yeah, I saw...
Did you see Mommy come back?
In the lunchtime.
Yeah, after lunch. Around nap time. Did you see Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't see her. Did you know what happened?
Only when we were playing people from another planet. Joey was Matthew, and I was Matthew's friend.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't play with Mark, huh?
No,
poor Mark. Poor Mark. Did he have anybody to play with?
Sure.
Who do you play with? Nobody?
I don't know.
One of his little friends? One of his little friends, yeah. And
I hate his little friends right
off. Why?
Because I hated them when they come bossing me around.
With your big friends? You don't like to play with little kids?
I don't like to play with friends. I don't like to play with little friends when I'm playing with him.
I see. Yeah, and they come around and they boss you. Huh?
Yeah, they get in.
But how about the big friends? Are they fun to play with?
Oh yeah, they're very good friends of Marky.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how did you meet that?
Oh, what's that? See, I made a little bunny there. See, isn't that cute?
Come here.
If I take my hands, it's going to fall apart.
Give me it. Oh, give me it.
Yeah, I just kind of held it together with my fingers. Isn't that cute? Make little patterns with your fingers. Well, that was a very interesting story. Should we turn it off then? Ross, I have to go poo, Dad. I said, fine, you go ahead. He went into the bathroom. And then he said, I forgot one thing. You've got to keep my jacket. And he brought his jacket out and let me hold that for him. Ross, I told Ross that they jumped on my tummy too much. And he said, we're sorry. And I said, oh, that's okay, Ross. And he said, besides, the jumping was part of the party. Which I guess was true. In other words, it wasn't so bad that he had jumped on my tummy.
This was after we had gone to visit the two little Blanchet girls.
Uh-huh. You're sorry? You jumped on my tummy, Mark?
Yeah.
Why'd you jump on my tummy?
Because.
Oh, I know. I understand. Honey. Is it fun to jump on Daddy's tummy?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? And you can do it at parties?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And you can do it when we go shopping at the store?
Uh-uh.
Right.
I think there's one.
Also told me earlier that the Tauntaun tummy came through. Not like the one we had, but there was a special one on TV where the extra thing that went through. And now he came down to me and said, about an hour and a half later, he said, I want to show you what I mean about the Tauntaun's tummy going through. And I said, well, he said, do I have to go inside? And he said, yeah, sure. And I said, well, but then I can't get my work done. He said, oh, I'll bring it down, okay? You know, thought of that. He said, I'll bring it down. It solved the problem, essentially.
This is the Hans one.
Oh, this is Hans? Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Luke has...
How does Luke work?
He has the tummy open.
Oh, it does? How does he get in?
Hans puts
him into it?
Yeah, when he falls out when the Wampa... smash
them
off the
Tauntaun. Oh, I
see. First the Wampa smashed Luke off the Tauntaun,
yeah.
And then he smacked the
Tauntaun. Did you ever smack Han off the Tauntaun?
Oh, no, because Han...
How come Han doesn't get smacked off?
Because they're fighting for Luke
in
the
park. Oh, I see. Have you seen that yet?
No.
We'd sure like to see that, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
I would like to see that. I wonder when they're going to come with it again. You think they'll come soon?
Mm-hmm.
Hope so.
I'm going
to see it 2 times.
You
want to see it 2 times? Mm-hmm. The whole Empire Class 2 times?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds okay. I'd like to see it 2 times, too.
Three times?
Okay. Which one 3 times?
Star Wars.
3 times? Okay. We've never seen Empire 1 time yet.